Section 2, Cultural Regions. As you read, look for the connection between a state's natural regions and its cultural regions, differences between North and South Louisiana, characteristics of Louisiana's five cultural regions, major cities and towns in each cultural region, terms, cultural anthropologist, urban, Acadians. Just as Louisiana has natural regions, it also has cultural regions. As you learned in Chapter 1, a region is an area defined by similar features. Natural regions are defined by similar landforms or climate. The geographical features and natural resources of a particular area also contribute to the development of culture. Similarities among the people who settled an area help shape culture too. These similarities lead to shared ways of cooking, speaking, worshiping, making a living, or celebrating life through music and dance. The boundaries of cultural regions are open to interpretation. Cultural anthropologists are scholars who study communities and help identify areas where similar pasts and patterns make a region distinct from its surroundings. Some people think that the cultural differences in Louisiana can be understood by dividing the state in half, somewhere around Alexandria. They believe it is sufficient to consider the state's culture in terms of North and South Louisiana alone. There are differences between those two areas of the state. South Louisiana was settled by Catholics, while North Louisiana was settled by Protestants. South Louisiana is thought to owe its cultural identity to its French and Spanish colonial past. North Louisiana was settled by immigrants from England and English colonies, and is thought to have more in common with other parts of the Upland South. The differences between North and South Louisiana are not as great as they once were, but they continue to affect aspects of social, political, and economic culture in the two areas. Some scholars and state officials think that dividing the state and its people into five cultural regions provides a better model for understanding how the physical features and natural resources of an area drew people to those places. Such a division also shows how people created a way of life and culture that is recognizable as a part of each area's past and present. Sportsman's Paradise. The northernmost cultural region of Louisiana, the Sportsman's Paradise, gets its name because its rolling hills, forests, and numerous lakes provide opportunities for outdoor recreation, especially hunting and fishing. In the past, people hunted and fished in order to feed their families. Today, these activities are often done for pleasure rather than out of necessity. The surrounding forests have also provided opportunities for logging and farming. Most of the people who settled this part of the state were Anglo-Saxon or Celtic, meaning their ancestors came from England, Scotland, or Ireland. Many settlers came into this region after Louisiana became part of the United States in 1803. Because many of its early settlers migrated into this region from nearby states, the area has more in common culturally with the neighboring state of Mississippi than it does with South Louisiana. Culturally, this area is considered to be part of the Upland South. In the 19th century, this area was mostly made up of small farms. But Shreveport became an important trade and transportation center after it was founded in 1836. Shreveport-Bossier City is still the region's largest urban or city area. Although the two cities are separated by the Red River and are located in different parishes, they blend together into a single urban culture. In northeast Louisiana, the most populous area is Monroe-West Monroe. These cities are connected by a bridge across the Wichita River and are located in Wichita Parish. Crossroads. The Crossroads region stretches across the center of the state and takes its name from the way in which its culture serves as a crossroads between the northern and southern portions of Louisiana. Small towns are spread across this region, and many have main streets with small stores, government buildings, and churches. On the outskirts of these towns, old barns remind passersby of the area's agricultural roots. Today, the region's largest urban centers are Alexandria and Pineville. The two towns are separated by the Red River. The Crossroads region is also home to Louisiana's oldest city. Founded in 1714, Natchitoches is 4 years older than New Orleans. Originally established as a frontier trading post, today Natchitoches is known for its architecture, charming city center, and beautiful natural surroundings. Cajun Country. The first European settlers in Cajun country were Acadians, or Cajuns for short, French Canadians who came to Louisiana beginning in the 1760s. At first, many Acadians were not happy about being sent to the frontier of the Louisiana colony, where conditions were hard and families were sometimes separated. Over time, Acadian families managed to resettle near one another. The Spanish colonial government provided some support for the settlers in their earliest years. The Acadians developed small communities and learned how to make a living in their new environment. By the time Louisiana became a part of the United States, the Acadians had developed a distinctive way of life. Cajun country extends across a triangle-shaped area of southwest Louisiana. Within this region, the culture can be further divided into prairie and wetland areas. On the prairie, the Cajun culture centered on farming and raising livestock, especially cattle. The Acadians who settled nearer the marshes and wetlands made their living as trappers and fishermen. The National Park Service has a Prairie Acadian Cultural Center in Eunice and a Wetlands Acadian Cultural Center in Thibodaux. The arrival of the oil industry in the 20th century changed life for many Acadian families. Some Acadians still rely on farming, ranching, fishing, and trapping, but many others have taken jobs in oil production and related industries. The way they work has changed the culture of Acadians over time. These new industries led to the development of urban areas in modern Cajun country. They include Houma, Lafayette, Morgan City, and Thibodaux. Lafayette is the largest city in this region and is home to a third National Park Service Acadian Cultural Center. Lake Charles is also included in the region, but its culture is in some ways similar to that of neighboring Texas. Plantation country. Plantation country takes its name from the many plantations that once dominated the region's geography and culture. The profits from growing sugar and cotton on the region's rich farmlands made possible the building of large plantation houses. This area has more remaining plantation homes than any other similar-sized region in the South. Tourists can still visit many of these homes. In some, the focus on life in the main house has been joined by a similar focus on the life and culture of those enslaved people whose work made the plantations profitable. Today, chemical companies rather than agriculture dominate the areas along the Mississippi River in this region. As with the rise of the oil industry in Acadiana, Cajun country, this has changed the way people live and work. Baton Rouge is the state's capital city and the urban center of this region. It is home to the state capitol and is headquarters for many state agencies. It is also home to Louisiana State University, or LSU. Following LSU sports is an important part of the culture of enjoyment in Baton Rouge. Greater New Orleans. New Orleans, the first capital of Louisiana, forms the heart of the Greater New Orleans region. Due to its location near the mouth of the Mississippi River, it has the second largest port in the nation and was the largest city in the South until the 1860s. Its port remains an important part of its modern economy. Tourism is one of its most important economic activities today. New Orleans is very different from the rest of Louisiana and from most cities in the United States as well. Some visitors come to see the architectural history of the city's French and Spanish colonial periods in the buildings and streets of the historic French Quarter. Visitors also come to New Orleans to eat in its restaurants, listen to live local music, and participate in some of its well-known cultural celebrations. Since the 1960s, thriving urban areas have developed both to the west and the north of the city. Jefferson Parish and its cities of Metairie and Kenner are considered part of the Greater New Orleans region. So are cities like Covington and Slidell, which are located across Lake Pontchartrain and St. Tammany Parish. This area is also called the North Shore.